Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Want to be healthier? It's hard to start a bunch of healthy habits at once, especially when you're busy. Focus on one step at a time, then build from there. One more glass of water, one more hour of sleep, one more scoop of veggies, one more family walk. One healthy habit leads to another, and over time, small choices make powerful changes. Get started at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
When you're ready to get to work, your equipment needs to be ready to go. P&K Equipment is here to help. Shop with confidence and find all the parts you need for your John Deere equipment at P&K. We have the largest inventory of parts in Oklahoma, so P&K has the part you need to keep your tractor or mower running great. Our trained technicians can service your equipment on site, in the field, or in our shop. Need help trailering your equipment in for service? We'll help with pickup and deliver back to you. Stop in and see us, give us a call, or shop online anytime at pkequipment.com.
Well, today's cattle market was mixed, but gave back some of the gains from earlier in the session. The August live cattle finished 65 lower at 125.80. The October's down 25, 131.70. December's at up 57 at 137.40. Feeder cattle were 37 higher in August at 58.57. And September's down a buck 52 here at 165.72. October's down 45 at 170.25. So not only have the outright futures positions been moving in a big way, making new highs yesterday and even again this morning, the spreads have been really moving. So the September October spread, for instance, or the August-September spread, which people are rolling from the August feeders to the September feeders, that spread has been all over the place. Today's range was just over $3. It went from 10.30 to 7.02. The last trade, 7.02, up $2. So a lot of action in the spread market as people move those positions from month to month. Same in the live cattle, too. The October Dece was down 90 at 577. So all over the place on the spreads. Looks like box beef at midday was unchanged on the choice at 348, 70 or so dollars off of its low. Select down a buck 57, 317.80. And then the hogs were anywhere from 50 to $1.50 lower.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Kristen. My family has dairy farmed for generations. Through the years, my family has shown a commitment to the community and environment. By using the latest technology, best animal care, recycling, and sustainable practices. Because our goal is to keep dairy farming in the family for the next generation and keep providing the best and safest milk around. Learn more about Dairy Farm's commitment to community and the environment at DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
Today's grain futures market ended up really strong in the soybean futures. There was another small export sales today, kind of resumed that export pace. We've missed a couple days, but we had a streak there about, I think, 11 straight days of sales, which started again today. And the beans were up anywhere from 37 to 43 cents. November's finished at 13.31 and three quarters, up 39. Also, some of the best crop areas are expected to see some dryness over the next 10 days. So that's part of it. And then the good to excellent category dropped slightly for the corn and beans yesterday, which was kind of unexpected. So all of that have these hedge funds back in the market interested in getting long corn and beans. But beans were the strongest. Corn ended up 8 to 9 cents higher. Chicago wheat about a penny lower. Kansas City about a half cent higher. And then the Minneapolis wheat was the strongest of all the grains, anywhere from 2 to 6 cents higher. So still a lot of action in the grain markets. I mean, generally speaking, this last week we found out through the Pro Farmer Crop Tour kind of backed up what the USDA had said about the crop yields being decent. It looks like they're still going to be decent, but maybe just a little bit of dryness here has these funds back trying to buy it. Maybe it's more of an inflation trade than anything else, is all the money the federal government's been spending.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.